Hi, everybody. Hi. Hi. We're back. We're back. Hi, everybody. I mean,
hey!
Everybody know each other here. Well, except we do have a guest, you know.
What's up, everyone?
We do have a guest. One of my boys for how many years now?
It's been a very long time now.
Yeah.
Dude, I started working GameStop Lyndhurst and you started coming around.
That's right.
10 years.
That was like what?
2009.
Yeah.
2010.
Yeah.
Around there.
My boy Eric, you know. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing? Thank you guys for having me here, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Right on.
Now. Echo, can you hear us?
Yo, yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. I'm glad you can hear us. Glad you can hear us too. Ba-doo-doo! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to True Story Bro podcast. We are here. We got Echo Ninja, we got Black Caesar, and we have our special guest. Drum roll, please. WK Nerd LLC.
Yeah!
I know this man for a long time. Yes. And yes, the reason why his name is Cheesecake Nerd, because he cooked some motherfucking cheesecake.
No shit.
Nah, man, I do cakes. That's all. No cheesecake. Too hard. I do construction. I name it the Cheesecake Nerd for construction purposes. That's it.
So. That would be hilarious.
And you do cookies.
And I can do cookies too. Yep, that's nice. Right.
So, you know, as a guest, you know, sometimes we have guests on here and we always got to ask some questions. So,
he lost his
his brain is still working.
So I lost my train of thought because my brother, the Sherrod one, that's his name from now on, sent me the Tekken 8 beta code. So I got to use. Anyway, being that he's here, we got some questions for you, Cheesecake Nerd, and I'll ask my first question.
Oh boy! All right, go ahead.
Since I know you,
that's shocking.
Very shocking. Is where's my motherfucking cheesecake for my birthday, Nicole?
Oh jeez.
Oh, geez. You're
already starting hard. Okay.
Yeah, right? What a question, bro. Damn.
What a dig.
By the way, y'all, he is a white Puerto Rican.
I am not a Puerto Rican. Why? No. Stop it. I'm going to throw a chancla at you just for Hispanic purposes, bro. Oh, no. Give me like this week.
All right. This week.
You wanted strawberry, right? Is that the one you wanted?
You better be specific, motherfucker.
No, I'll go with the original one. I want cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon toast? I can't find that. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry, bro.
What you got?
A flavor that you won't like.
Like
which
what?
Is?
Any flavor you tell me, I'm going to say no. No, I got you. Don't worry. I got you on a cinnamon toast. All right. Don't worry.
But yeah, that's a throwaway question. But one of my real questions for you, because we haven't really talked, we haven't really talked about this in a minute.
Okay.
Best Dragon Ball Z fight or Super?
Like, hold up. Why don't we start with some general things for the audience to know more
about. That's such a vague question, but
Yeah, because the audience kind of need to know, especially if, I don't know, maybe they want to buy something from him later when he plugs himself. Well, you know.
Okay. Well, you want to ask?
Advertisement.
You go ahead. Sure. Go ahead. You go start first. Why go do this thing? Excuse me.
Okay, so I'll like to ask him. Okay, so tell us your name, where you're from, you know, and how did you get started in this whole cheesecake business?
Okay, so my name is Eric. All right, I'm from Kearney. I'm from New Jersey. I'm a native here.
Woo!
Born and raised in Newark. Moved to Kearney, then just started my life here.
Gotcha.
Represent.
Listen, man, I have no culinary background.
Right. Same. I don't either.
I have none whatsoever. But my fiance wanted one. This was during the pandemic. We had nothing to do. We started going to the gym heavy. I started cooking a lot more. I kept trying. I made an Oreo one. It came out good. Cracked all over. Whatever. Then I just kept pushing more and more. And then eventually got to a point where I didn't need a water bath. I got a recipe that works.
Oh,
and it stopped cracking on me.
Need a water bath. Wow. No, you took the training wheels off and everything.
That's right. I heard it was the most difficult dessert to make, and I perfected it. So I made a business out of it.
Look at you. Okay, slick motherfucker. What's up, Skirt Internet?
How you doing? What's going on? I heard cheesecake. And I was...
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing all right. How you doing?
Good.
Of course, we had to have Sir Wednesday here because he's the biggest cheesecake fan of them all.
Damn right.
And nerd.
That's right.
Yeah. Go fed into this company, man. I'll tell you what.
So how long have you been making cheesecakes? As a business, that is.
So 2020, I decided to give it a name. And I decided, since the company was based out of cheesecakes and I'm a humongous nerd, it just mixed very well. The name's catchy. Everybody I tell it to tells me it's a catchy name. So what was it, 2 years ago I decided to make it an LLC,
and
I opened up the floodgates one day. I went to Kearney Forums, posted up a business card, and it just, dude, when I tell you, 5 months back to back, no rest. It was like that. So.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we cheesecake waits for no one, my man.
Right. So it got to a point where we decided meeting our heroes. So I'm a huge Power Ranger fan.
Oh.
Jason David Frank was in Montclair last January. Oh, yeah. I gave him one. Painted it green. Gave it to him. Dude, and it was just a whirlwind, bro.
Oh, nice.
It was just like from him, we met Jason Font. And then, yeah.
Oh, wow.
All in Montclair.
Damn.
I became friends with Bryce Papenbrook.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
But, and it's crazy because my boy went to Comic-Con. He showed him a video of me.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I was going to be there. Dude, I cut the line. I was hanging out with him just freaking... just talking to him. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's dope.
It was crazy, nice. Man. So I decided to make this into something that I like.
And obviously this is kind of melded with your nerdiness, as it were.
Yeah.
By meeting, you know, meeting your idols and all this other stuff, and all of a sudden they're noticing you now too.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, man, food brings everybody together.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't care what anyone says. Food and music can bring the world together.
Dude, it's crazy because we hosted Catherine Sutherland and Nakia Baris.
Get the fuck out of here.
We hosted them in Montclair in November.
Holy shit.
And they invited us to their convention in June, but the hotel wanted to be jerks and fine us an extra $500 because we're we're their competition.
Oh,
okay, that makes sense. Okay,
so traveling to Georgia, on top of gas, on top of all the tolls, on top of a room that I was going to book at the Sheraton, mm-hmm. I have to put that $500 on top of the $300 price point. So,
jeez.
Yeah, dude. This whole company thing, dude, when I tell you 2 years ago, what I am today is very different. And it's mm-hmm. because you live, you learn, you make mistakes, right?
Right.
Of course. Of course.
So ThunderCon happened. This was last August, okay? Mm-hmm. And a health inspector came, and I got in trouble. Ooh. Not because I wanted to get anybody sick, it's because I genuinely didn't know.
Okay.
So he literally told me to get out, gave me the steps. Now I'm working out of a commercial kitchen. I got my certifications. The company's insured. I got a satisfactory certificate. Dude, it is crazy.
How like you said, you live and you learn.
Yeah, dude.
True that.
That's, I mean, but hey, now you have a central spot where you can actually do all your, you know, your lab experiments, yes, of cheesecakes. Yes.
Well, so, the experiments I do at home.
Well, yeah.
I test. I have over 40 different flavors.
Wow. What are you, Baskin Robbins? Damn.
I should be. I'll be the next Cheesecake Factory. Don't make
me. That's what, hey. If you could go up against them, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see.
That's pretty cool.
I'd like to see you against Cheesecake Factory. And of course, you know, because I know he's about to run in here and say something if he's not looking at this already, and go against Topps Diner as well, too. You know.
No. As a
I'd like to see that, though.
As of right now, from my customer's perspective, I am better than Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that.
I'll bet it.
You know what? You should have a Cheesecake Emporium. Forget the factory. You got the Cheesecake Emporium.
Oh, that would be crazy.
There you go.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, truly. All right. So going from your, you said you don't have any background in culinary experience or anything like that. You kind of just went and just did it as you just did it as you go.
Yeah.
That's kind of, it's almost kind of the same as myself. I didn't have any culinary experience myself. I was in the culinary field for almost 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So I basically worked in so many different kitchens from like hospitals to 5-star restaurants. So it was pretty dope. It was pretty dope. Yeah, and I met a lot of interesting people from that too. It's pretty cool.
I forgot you worked at the hospital.
Yeah. But
word, I was like, yeah, he did.
That's right. At Uncle Jimmy's Rib Shack in Emporium.
Oh, yeah. That was my first job when I worked at a Famous Dave's.
Yeah. Anytime or I
Uncle
came back,
Jimmy's
I would
Rib Shack Emporium.
Exactly. I would always change the title. I said, you had Uncle Jake's Crab Shack and Hog Maw's. And I would always change the title when he got home. He's like, I got leftovers. I said, of course you do.
So now that I got the actual get to know this person question out the way, go ahead, Roundhouse, with your nerd question.
No. Let everybody else ask some questions.
You had one question to ask.
I know, but everybody
else. Ask the question, and everybody else will go. Yeah. Go.
Ask the question. Come on.
See? Even Eric is saying it. Ask your goddamn question.
Best Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Super Fight? Movies included.
Okay, hold on.
Damn.
So, if we're going canon, this is canon.
So no GT.
Movies included.
Bro, my favorite form is Super Saiyan 4. So, that's hands down.
It looks cool.
That was the only good thing in GT.
Let me defend my point, okay? So,
hey, Echo, tell Google to shut the fuck up.
I just did.
All right, so Goku in Super compared to Goku in GT, right? My man don't know how to kiss a woman and don't know what that is in Super. True. Okay?
He can make a baby, though.
In GT, this man went up against Omega and said, I'm going to bury you in this field. and started just going in.
I mean, GT was dark, yo.
Yeah.
It was.
Everybody hates on GT.
It's the Batman
and
Beyond.
And I get it.
Dragon Ball.
But like going from Kid Goku to Super Saiyan 4, him being an adult, and then going back to Kid Goku is just like, come on. Give me a break.
For yep. real.
Yep.
But I would have to say canon, it would have to be Gogeta Blue.
Gogeta Blue?
Gogeta Blue.
Fighting Brawly?
Yeah. Like, Beast Gohan, I like the fusions. Like, if you're asking me standalone, it would have to be maybe Gohan just because he went back to its roots.
Oh, the new movie, yes. Okay.
Superhero?
Oh, yeah.
So, we all know Piccolo is his dad, so.
Yes, exactly. That's a real dad.
he's basically Yondu. He's the daddy.
He's the daddy.
You know what's messed up? I was actually thought you were going to say Ultra Instinct. I literally thought you were going to say Ultra Instinct.
So, but if I may contest,
everybody says Ultra Instinct.
Everybody says Ultra Instinct. They always say the latest one, and I've noticed that with a lot of fans.
Well, yeah.
The only true fans have an actual, like, interesting specific one from different eras of canon.
Fight with Ultra Instinct versus Jiren, that was a beast fight. I'm sorry.
It was. But that, I could,
like, the build up towards it, and then just the sheer, like getting that, and that speech from Vegeta, like, you ain't gonna fail. I was like, you ain't gonna fail. Like, you better know how to beat this motherfucker. Like,
so,
come on, man.
What about the build up to Vegito Blue?
That build up was, yeah. That
like, was down on their luck. They don't know what to do. And then, yo, here's Patara earrings. Go ahead. Go mollywop them.
Yeah.
That's it.
He really did. He, like, interrupted his whole speech. He was like, you still talking?
He sure did beat that ass.
Yeah. But, okay. I got you. All right, I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Scourge of the Internet, what you got for him?
Arg.
It could be Cheesecake question too, Scourge.
All right. So once you become the Supreme Cheesecake Emporia Vice Lord and all the town and take the over Senate. The Senate and have unlimited cheesecake.
What am I, the Hokage of Carney? Is that what I'm going to do?
The yeah, Hokage of Carney.
Hey! The Cheesecake Hokage.
Yeah, man. Give me the roll.
I'm telling you. That's what. Hey, he's the cream of the crop.
You should
right there.
Name see what a I did? Cheesecake that.
That'd be a the dope Hokage. Title,
the Hokage of cheesecake.
You know how there's like. How many Hokage? Because I've only briefly did.
There's 7 right now.
There you go, right there. That's your thing right there. You need to make a 7 Hokage of cheesecake. Each one a different flavor and a unique style. And then they're like, yo, you got the Hokage? Like, yo, I want the whole platter. And you could just give them slices.
All 7?
And then, oh, yes.
All 7?
Yep, there you go.
We did, so we're big. My wedding's going to be all Harry Potter themed, right?
That was
so
good.
We did all the 4 houses. We did Butterbeer.
Nice.
We did Disney movie ones, which was very interesting.
Nice.
That's where my best seller came to be. It was a rice pudding cheesecake.
Yo,
nobody got it. Nobody.
You got it though.
I got it.
Because that's the Hokage.
That's my ninja way.
Yo, seriously?
Believe it.
He said believe it. Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Is that your? I'm sorry. I'm asking another question. So you go continue. Wednesday.
No. But
Echo, we know how excited you get around food, especially somebody that can cook. We get.
Yeah,
it.
Man.
We all know you. So
that's right.
We're doing it today.
Thank you.
So, but no. Like, what's besides the right? That's rice pudding one. That sounds amazing. I can't wait to try that. What other flavors would you say you've concocted that makes you a little unique than the average cheesecake maker?
Unique?
So,
sorry, Beyonce.
Once upon a time, I've done cotton candy. And that tasted like the strawberry Go-Gurts from back in the day. Yeah, I've done that one. My Lilo and Stitch one was a blue raspberry pineapple.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
What else? I made so many. I made a cannoli one. S'mores. And s'mores has the marshmallow fluff inside. So when it's baking, it literally erupts from the inside out. So it's like a s'mores.
Eric, you better
nice.
Echo's going to drive over here because he's like, why are you telling that motherfucker earlier?
Yo, just tell him to place an order, Echo. That's
it. Yo, bro, I will. Trust me, I'm going to get your info. You're going to be a busy motherfucker.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'm literally going to make a segment of like some of like probably 10 of your best cheesecakes that you've ever made and eat them on screen. And rate each one.
Bring the Hokage. Bring the Hokage. We're good.
My Slytherin one is unique too. It's a green apple caramel pecan.
God damn.
Technically,
I don't even like sweets like that.
Sir Wednesday, you technically had his cheesecake.
Was that his cheesecake? One time when you couldn't say words?
Oh, that was you in that video.
Yeah. You know what? You got to make more of that. That was the first time in a while that my friend was actually silent for quite some time.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, man.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. He was like, I was like, he was just making beats right now.
Yeah, dude.
He didn't even say words.
Yo, to be honest with you, I don't even know how they come out to be.
He said, that sounds delicious.
man, that's a nickname. What up, brother?
What's up, bro?
Sorry.
But I definitely, when things get better, have things sweet in my life come. I definitely add cheesecake to my repertoire. You know, man.
I'm always here.
Nice.
So Wednesday, don't worry. Like I said, I'm gonna order like 10 of them, I'm gonna get a slice from each one, and we're gonna eat all of them.
Dude, I've had people. I've had people order my stuff, okay? And they have my flavor list, and they cross it out. And they go, yo, I tried this. I need to try this. And, yo, crazy.
That's what I'm going to do.
Crazy. But the only thing I can't make right now is key lime pie, because there's no key limes to be found.
Ooh.
And it's a key lime pie cheesecake. I make the meringue. Yo, everything's by hand, bro.
Don't tell me that, because now you can't make it.
Well.
You're messing with my feelings, bro. Yeah,
listen, find me key limes, and I got you.
That's bro, I got you. I got you. I know where to find some shit.
You asked the right one.
So someone's asking how much and how long do I need? So I need about a week, all right? You go onto my pages. It's the Cheesecake Nerd _LLC on Instagram or Cheesecake Nerd LLC on Facebook. Message me. Usually it's one mini, which are 4 inches. They're 1 for 15, 3 for 40. And you can mix match. Ooh. Or the big ones, my 9-inch ones are 60.
Okay.
Bro, and they're heavy.
I was just gonna say, plug that shit in there.
They're heavy.
That was the first thing I did.
So.
That's what's up.
That's nice. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay.
Don't mind me. I'm following you on Instagram.
That's cool. I'll follow you back.
Guys. I'm legit doing the same thing. Black Caesar, do you got a question for him?
Yeah, I don't know if you previously did. If so, my apologies. What is your favorite dish to make? I don't know if you answered that already.
My favorite, cooking dish?
I should probably say cheesecake-wise. Sorry. Is there a particular favorite you have?
Neapolitan.
Really?
Excellent.
Neapolitan. Yeah.
That's always very, a good one.
Because it's all different, right? So you got a chocolate layer, vanilla, and strawberry. Either that or it has to be butterbeer, because I make butterbeer by scratch. Mm. Dude, I need a candy thermometer to read the temperature of the brown sugar and everything that I put in it, and then have to let it cool off, and then I just pour it in, and then I mix it. That's it.
My man just spit an R&B bar. He said, I got to heat up the brown sugar so it can go in the batter so I can crumble. Oh, my God.
Let me show it to you. These are the 4 inches. All right? So they come in a box like this.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got my card here.
Sweet.
Nice.
And then you got the ingredients in the back.
Nice. Oh, wow. You give away the ingredients, too.
Yeah. Well, of course, my man got nothing to hide.
I mean, but also he needs to do that also for people who might be allergic or anything
like that.
Well, it's not only that, but if I don't, I could get hit with a fine.
Yes, you can, because
nobody wants
that. That covers me regardless. They're all sealed. I put a little thank you right on the box, and nobody tampers with it.
I'm telling you, like after he got slammed by that one person, he was all like, "I got you. I'm doing everything right this time."
And the craziest part was, I got sick, so like I couldn't work for 2 months. Oh, I was depressed, and then out of nowhere, I just get a message from another a nurse from the health department of Kearney going, "Hey, I want to place an order for next week." I was like, "Oh, I got to kick my ass in gear." I got certified literally like 3 days. I got certified. I called the kitchen. I got insurance same day. Dude, I did everything within a week.
So like this now. So basically this is your life. Being a cheesecake.
So
this is
when I want to consider my process to becoming my life.
Okay, I got you. So you're in transition of making this your ultimate income.
Yeah,
I got you.
Ultimate.
So
got you.
I work at a school. So,
I can relate.
Like, I need a job. I need to pay my bills.
Hey, that's me.
And then eventually it's going to come to a point where I want a store.
There you go.
And then from there on out, that's it.
There you go. Just
sounds like the dream, man.
Be careful with them fucking building payments and shit like that.
Trust me, man. I know. Well, my end game, to be honest with you, is going to Disney Springs.
Mm.
Having a store in Disney Springs. That's my end goal.
Hey.
That's a pretty good goal, man.
You know how much tourist traffic?
You know that I'm a Disney adult? Yeah,
perks, dude. Get the perks.
Yeah, he was like, I know he's all like, fuck the tourists, man. It's for me.
Exactly.
Yo, I get no business. No problem.
He's like, it's all me.
I'll be chilling with Mickey Mouse, bro.
Oh, cheesecakes.
Oh, shit. Yell and come inside, it's fun inside.
Oh, this is great though. I'm definitely gonna be giving you some extra business.
Definitely.
Listen, man, the more the merrier. All I could do is just thank you for the support. That's all.
Of course.
Appreciate you.
Everything I make from this business goes 100% back into the business.
Of course. As every good businessman knows, definitely.
Exactly. That's what I feel like.
For sure.
That's what has to happen. Dude, I wasted $650 on a refrigerated cooler that plugs into the car and into a wall outlet.
Nice.
When I tell you this thing, dude, I didn't even know they existed. Because I was tired buying dry ice and then it breaking and then it's being warm and I got sick of it. So
made it happen.
Find the realms. But
nice.
It is what it is.
Oh yeah.
Now once you get comfortable and you finally do get that, you know, that building and that store or whatnot, then you're gonna have to get employees.
Yep.
Because once you get the extra amount of like people like coming to your business, and then it's gonna get so much.
Oh yeah, no,
like, shit, I need people.
Like, even now, like with orders, with people placing orders, and like I have people ask me in a day, "Oh, can you make this for the next day?" I can't. Like, mm-hmm. I can't make magic happen.
Like, you need to give me, if you want it really good, you need to give me time, bro.
Right.
That's cool, man.
Dude, this business has taught me the time management is very key. So,
big time.
Yeah. But, I mean, having a store, I've talked about it with my fiance and I talked about it with my mother-in-law. And yet, I'm going to have to show somebody how to make it.
Yeah.
And then from there, like, I don't know how it'll run.
You literally,
but everybody's getting certified. I'll pay for everyone's certification. I don't care.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Right.
So. Just make sure you sign, have them sign on a dotted line. Like this recipe don't leave here.
Oh, an NDA?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't leave here, or else your ass is mine.
Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, trust me. Make sure you sign. Have them sign. Take a video like you getting your favorite thing autographed. Like, all right, cool. You signed on the.
I'll tell them while I'm doing the interview.
Oh yeah, definitely.
This is video recorded. Don't worry about it. It's mm-hmm. just for company purposes only. And then
he's gonna be like, listen, you even mentioned the word cheese and cake out of this building. We gonna have a problem.
No, I'll argue like the mafia, bro. Don't worry.
He's like, just have me show up like, where do you
think you're going? Yeah, I'm trying to get some cake. Like, what kind of cakes? Like, just cake.
Yes. Bro, imagine Al showing up to your house going, bro, you said cheesecake?
Actually, if anything, it would be me showing up saying cheesecake.
Sign this culinary prenup and we'll be just fine. Yeah,
right. You ain't part of the family no more, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You broke my heart.
Now I'm going to break my legs.
So, yo, pussy, where's the gobble go?
Leave the gun. Leave the gun, take the cheesecake.
You got to go. Like, I'm
talking. Let the gobble go.
It's like, leave the gun, take the cheesecake.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jesus. If it was me, I wouldn't even take the gun. No, like, no problem. Get this gun.
Just keep winner, going. Winner, cheesecake dinner. Here we go. What's up, y'all? What's up?
What's going on?
Right, I know, right? Right on time, too, because I want to see if winner, winner, cheesecake dinner over here. might have a question or two for the cheesecake nerd, by any chance.
I already asked my questions nerd. In the chat. What do you mean?
Oh, man, nigga. Come on.
You sure that's Pepsi?
I'm cheesecake. I'm getting like the cheesecake sweats.
So listen, at the end of the day, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to do a cheesecake bingo with all your flavors.
Yo,
bro, good idea, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we gonna die.
That's a lot.
He's gonna need like at least like a month just to get all 30 flavors done.
You're crazy. Give me like 2 days, bro.
It's gonna be the best Jenga game ever.
What's crazy is that it took me a week to make 150. So,
oh shit. Okay. Damn. All right, so we'll let you know ahead of time when we want to do that bingo.
Whatever.
You done set yourself up, my brother.
Listen, as long as it's paid for,
It's going to be paid for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We ain't looking for no freebies. We want to make sure make sure our local businesses are supported.
Of course.
Absolutely. Keith.
Oh God, man!
Yo, cheesecake dinner. What you got? Yo, you got the Malcolm. You got them cheesecake X glasses on. I'm like, we didn't land on cheesecake rock. Cheesecake rock landed on us.
He's like, who the hell is this man? Hold on. Be the grandma adjusting the glasses real quick.
I'm like you said, you're a nerd, basically. With anything that's anime, movies, TV, whatever, comics. So I'm pretty sure you've been hearing about this writer/actor strike.
I've heard about it.
Now
they're messing up my favorite shows, man, and my movies.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Spider-Man 4 got pushed back.
But it's for good reason.
No, absolutely.
It's for good reason. I mean, it's the company's fault that they're literally letting these people sit and wait.
Well, Did you see how much the guy who played Zordon got paid?
$150.
And it was only a couple lines.
Yep. And then they just fucking
dubbed his voice.
They used his shit and dubbed his voice for like 20, 30 years. And it's like, that's fucked up.
Yo, and it was worth, what was it, like $2 billion? Mm-hmm. $1 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Man.
That's insane.
Yo, we got to do better. That's we all. Do.
I think so. What, I agree.
So Wednesday, what do you, what's your take on this? I know you've dealt with like a lot of like indie films and stuff like that. You've mm-hmm. been you've been behind the scenes, and you probably dealt with some people who are either in SAG or going into it.
Oh yeah, all my niggas are jobless.
Oh,
my niggas are jobless.
So, no, like, what's your take on this on this whole fiasco coming from basically around that background?
Basically, once it was just the writer strike, I knew it was eventually gonna go hit the actors as well, because a lot of it has been really, really crazy. And it has to do with streaming. Changing the landscape of how things are done with television, because usually used to have the 24 or 22 episode season, so you're pretty much set with a certain salary for the entire year and you're good. But now, because of streamers, you're getting good content. The only thing is, you're getting shorter seasons. So the average season used to be 13 episodes. Now it's 10. Sometimes it's even 8. And the thing that's problematic is the fact that some of these companies are like hiring these guys to do, like, these writers to work on these shows and be like, all right, cool, bet it's gonna be all this critical acclaim, it's gonna be so dope, it's gonna be so great. But if you're a person who's used to working a 22 episode season and you drop 8 episodes, that's a hit to your wallet tremendously. And the thing that's even more insufferable about these companies is they won't allow you to work on another show while that show's going on. So let's say, oh, I only got this 8 episodes for this season. I'm only working on 4. Okay, let me go get a job on something else. They're like, nah, you can't get any other job. You have to stick this one out, and you have to wait until X, Y, and Z before you can work on something else. But then it's like, now all my bills are come due, and they're like, I don't care that you're on a critically acclaimed show. I need my money. And a lot of actors have been coming forward and realizing eventually it's going to hit them, because the writers provide the scripts and everything. So if they can't perform what's written, then it's kind of up in the air. And in solidarity, it was going that way anyway. And now because the actual actors are now on strike, because some of them have also put on the hat of writer, producer, and everything, and they know how the cheesecake is made. See what I did there? And it's sad, because the bigwigs are like, well, we'll just starve you out. And now you have a whole bunch of actors coming forward and letting them know, like, listen, I've been on shows, like, even that whole situation, like you were talking about Zordon, and some people sign things, or they people think, oh, you see me on a show, I make money. That's not how it is. The show doesn't make money, and depending on where I am on the totem pole, you may see me the whole season. The show could have made, like, nothing, and I made, like, $30. Like, and even before, when it came to, like, this whole scenario, like, I say, like, the first thing that, in my opinion, that started this whole trajectory, not even just the AI and all that other stuff, it came back to even way back when, to, like, for instance, like, Back to the Future. Y'all know the whole thing with Back to the Future?
Mm-hmm.
Where Crispin Glover was George McFly. Right. And when he got old, they put on, you know, prosthetics and makeup to make him look older and stuff of that nature. These guys kept the cast of those molds, and in the second one and the third one, that wasn't Crispin Glover.
No,
that was a different actor that they put those molds on his face to basically, and he sued them, because it's like, dog, even though I'm working on your film, it doesn't give you the right to take my likeness and use it. So he was the first one to sue for that.
Well,
and now and he won. But now you have other actors signing stuff, like, thinking they had no idea, oh, you get to use my likeness in perpetuity. it's different in a situation where it's like Bruce Willis saying, well, I have aphasia and I'm not going to be able to remember my lines and all this other stuff. So you can use my likeness as long as my people gets paid. That's a different scenario.
Right.
But we got guys like Devin Sawa who did the Final Destination movie. And because of the contract he signed, it was allowed for them to use his likeness in perpetuity. So when you saw the last Final Destination, spoiler alert, if you didn't see it, that's your ass fault.
How long has it been out?
Exactly. Because the final movie does a turn, and basically it starts at the first movie, but they don't allude to it until you actually watch it. So he's like watching the premiere because they invited him to the premiere, and it's like, oh, damn, I'm in this movie. Where's my check? And they said, oh, well, this is footage from before, and you signed to use your likeness in perpetuity, so we get to use it anytime we want, and we don't have to pay you anything extra.
Well, continue. I got something going on.
Oh, yeah, no problem. No problem. But, yeah, it's that, and then people basically getting shafted for these contracts. So it's writing. You can't do any more than one show. I know a person who was on The Beef, the show The Beef. The Beef. Yeah, The Bear, not The Beef. The Beef was the actual restaurant in the show. He was like, I was in a critically acclaimed show, and he couldn't even afford to get a bow tie to go to the award show. What? Because that's...
Wow.
The show The Bear.
Yeah, I know The Bear. What about him?
No. One of the writers on the show, they were like, critically acclaimed and great. Critically acclaimed is great, but if you ain't paying me, it doesn't mean anything.
It don't mean nothing.
And he's like, it's I can't
about
even afford
that money.
Yeah, and all these big ones from the top are like, oh yeah. So right now they're trying to freeze everybody out, and that's why a lot of actor friends of mine are on strike. And luckily, some of them have other jobs. I know with certain other, if there was like work that was already set on the table to be done, it has to be done. Anything else,
right? If they're contracted,
right? Everything else is halted. So, yeah, we're going to miss them shows, but it's a good chance to go in reruns and watch some classics that you forgot about.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to remember them like you remember the Titans anyway. That's that's my 2 cents, aka my $5. With Hallelujah, Where's the Cheesecake? There we go.
Look at Disney and Robin Williams where they used them for the Genie. You know what I mean? The only thing that he wanted was not to use his likeness or not use Genie for marketing purposes. They said, okay. And then when it came to be, they started using it. He quit. That's why I don't know if you guys watched Aladdin 2.
Yeah.
That was Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah. That was Hank Azaria.
Yeah. And then they knew they fucked up, so they were like, oh, all right, so let's bring him back for the third one.
And they did.
But they destroyed his, his likeness for it.
Yep.
It's sad, man. It's
really
sad.
Fucked up. And the thing is, this is like Nickname said, this is going to affect cons, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It already has, for sure.
A lot of people can't even go and do certain things or promote anything because if it has to do with the company, they're disqualified from it. They can't do anything.
But there I did hear, like, certain people, like, for instance, Altered Reality Entertainment, the guys who do Rhode Island Comic Con and Contropolis and stuff like that. They have put up saying that a lot of their guests will still be there, but most of them are more than likely going to be there just to do like regular autographs and take pictures with people, like photo ops.
Mm-hmm.
They probably won't have pictures of their work on tables or stuff like that. But I was like, that's kind of going to be pretty wild though. But also I was hearing on YouTube with a lot of like influencers and cosplayers, this hits them too.
Yes, yeah, it does.
It hits them in the point where a lot of these cosplayers, you know, won't get tables and, you know, don't want to get tables and stuff like that. You know, a lot of these influencers are getting hit because their likeness is akin to, you know, the actor who they're portraying sometimes, or the character who they're portraying, right? So you have a cosplayer that's portraying, what, Superman, right? Whether it's Henry or Christopher, or, I mean, well, Henry, but, you know, it affects them in a lot of different ways. But hopefully, I mean, I hope, they say this thing's supposed to end in August.
It ain't going to end.
Not at all. This is going all the way into, like, I would say, or even like next year.
I'm not even going to put a time limit on it, because you know what? Okay. The only reason why I say that is because it could be as quick as 2 weeks from now, or it could be as long as, like you said, a year, next year. Because the thing is, it all depends on, you know, how long can the studios last without their actors and their writers? Correct. Because honestly, they think they can use the AI with writers and with the actors, and eventually, not even eventually, it's not going to pan out properly. Like, your audience is going to look at this, is going to look at your projects like, what the fuck is this?
Dude, AI, I think all this AI compatibility, it'll happen.
Oh, of course it will.
Not in our lifetime. I don't think either that, or at the very end of our lifetime, you're going to see like an AI walking around. But not the same.
It's not.
It's not. You know what the fucked up thing about it is, though, right? Like, recently, Bob Iger, the head of Disney, right, said that the actors and writers don't know what the hell they want, right? Because it was a gathering of some of the top executives of somebody like so. You have Bob Iger, the top executive of Fox. You had a lot of these different top people, right? Movie studios. Mm-hmm. You had
top man
David Zaslav. That was there, which is DC. Mm-hmm. And they all had this this conversation. And the one thing, somebody recorded it. I don't know if it was somebody that was working there, that was like a waiter or something, like what it may be, but it was like this big gathering, all of them. And Bob Iger was one of the people who said, because they don't know what they want. Like, they do know what they want. Like, that was fucked up to say.
Was this before or after Fran Drescher's address?
How they frame it, I think it was after. I think it's after.
Oh, okay.
I think it's after. But the fact that Bob Iger said that, it's kind of fucked up.
I mean, he was known for some fucked up shit before when he was on there, and then when he left. And then came back, because they was all like, "Oh, you know, we need him back." But he was always kind of a hard ass, though.
Yeah, he was an Ebenezer Scrooge type.
Yeah, I mean, no excuse for his actions, but
nope.
But sometimes people don't know what they want.
But to blatantly say that your actors don't know what the hell they want,
I know it's a very like.
He said both
rough thing to say, because
it was very presumptuous. Think it,
you just can't say it out loud.
Correct. Exactly.
Especially if you're a man on the top. Like,
right.
You can't say that. Right. Oh, they don't know.
And I don't understand.
It's easy for you to say when you got the bread.
And I don't understand. Like, I keep saying this. Like, all these top people who own, like, you're the top head honcho. You have to kiss your employees' ass. Because they're the ones that are making you money.
Yeah.
Like, your customers make you money. I get it. No business runs without a customer. But the motherfucker don't got to work for you.
Nope.
You can find some other job. McDonald's is paying, what, $18 an hour?
More than what they're paying me a month.
Like, you got to show these people that, I don't know, that they're worth something. You know what I mean? Because if not, you're going to fail.
Exactly.
It is what it is. Look at Best Buy now. Best Buy is doing a whole overhaul. Oh, yeah. They're firing everybody.
Yeah, there's they have
no,
to.
There's no, the hell they call it, like, outside text. There's no outside text no more. They all got fired.
Yep.
In a phone call on Monday when they're all off.
Hold on. Run it back. What happens?
Yeah. So
the worst buy became the worst buy again?
Oh, you mean the worst purchase?
I don't think they've ever been I don't think they ever like got better. They progressively kept getting worse. And it's happening all over the place.
Probably. Worst buy went to shitty buy.
The problem is this.
It ain't like the old days. I don't know,
because they beat the Wiz.
Yeah, but now they're getting shitted on. They beat the Wiz.
They're getting whizzed on.
They beat Circuit City.
Yeah. I was just thinking that.
Circuit City was another one.
Didn't they beat Comp USA?
Circuit City, damn.
Yes, they did beat Comp USA.
But you know who they didn't beat?
Who?
Micro Center.
T. Richards?
And them either.
T. Richards still stands, man.
Yep.
Wowzers.
You know who lost now? And who's becoming targets? Kmart.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
BJ's.
No, BJ's is still there.
No, BJ's is
BJ's I get all my supplies from BJ's. Don't say that.
BJ's and Costco are still up there because there's a lot of people who can really stand against them.
No. So what happened with Best Buy? What did they do? Just repeat what you said.
So a lot of their like outside techs, I don't know what they're called, man. The ones that come to your house, they give you an estimate, and then they're like, all right, well, yeah, this is Best Buy. So the CEO had a phone call. I think this was very recent. They had a phone call and fired all of them on the call. Yeah. Without nobody knowing.
Wow.
And it is what it is.
Wow. All the techs. So basically like.
All the outside techs. So like.
Well, the guys who would drive and go start, do installations.
So you would have to walk into a Best Buy.
So if I want to get a, like a whole sound system. They fired those guys?
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, they was like, yo, they're a whole bunch of, they're like, they called up and they said, yeah, a bunch of Stallones and Stathams. Y'all motherfuckers are expendable.
Dude,
and then they fucking got rid of them.
I fucking hate you.
They did it where, whatchamacallit, where they fired people and then they rehired them at a lower price point.
Because
you need a job. Yo, your salary? Yo, you're making $20 an hour? Say less. Hold on. Let me fire you real quick. Bring you back. Have no benefits. Have nothing. No 401k. Correct. No nothing.
Correct.
Here you go.
You start over. Yep.
Apple was doing that.
Start back that down. Like 16 an hour? 18?
Yeah. 16 an hour. No benefits. No health insurance. Yeah, bro. You can't survive this day and age. You cannot survive in this day and age at 16 an hour.
No.
Not at all.
No.
19 an hour is not even enough.
No.
No. 22 is okay.
Hell no.
22 is okay.
Better. But even 25 is like
20.
I'm at 3 right now. So
yeah, but if you're making 25 an hour, you're not for nothing, Al. You're kind of better off than a couple of your peers. You know what I mean?
No, I wish I was making 23. Shit. If you want to ask the question, what happened? This job that I have 25 right now,
puts you in a good spot.
The job I have right now is literally only $16 an hour.
We got a new follower, people.
Hey, what's up, Romario? I know who he is.
No.
Welcome
to the stream.
What's up?
Welcome
to the stream. Welcome.
Grazie.
I don't know. The whole world, if you're not in the suburban area, freaking away from everything, you're not going to find something decent. At least that's what
unfortunately.
Trust me, I know. I had a job basically reach out to me, everything I wanted. And then I said something didn't look right. Even though, as our boy Black Caesar put it, we went to a sham school. They did teach me a lot. They did teach me graphic design. And towards the end, when I was looking at it, I'm like, why does this graphic look weird? So I looked at the company, which was a real company name, and I contacted them. And I told them, this dude's trying to give me a job making $90,000, which, you know, I got my degree. So I supposed to be making around that? And I said, something told me to just check. So I called them up. And they said, oh, yeah, don't listen to that dude. It's a scam. And I was just mad. Like, yo, this yeah. That's the new hook? Just scamming people.
Oh, yeah,
just,
bro.
Yeah, that's gonna be making me mad. So I'm like, it's hard out here. But now you got people
it's very
pretending to be companies hell. Just so they can grift other people.
Man, dude,
oh, yeah, that's
and they succeeded, all
right. Yeah, I've gotten calls, right, back to back about, hi, I hate to be that person. I am going to be a little. All right. I get a call. Somebody that sounds
Indian.
I wasn't gonna say it, but yes,
I said it.
but
no, that's accurate. Man, that's accurate.
Okay,
that's accurate.
The Indian is like, "Hi, you're we have you. We saw your resume." I said, "Where? Where did you see my resume? Who told you my resume?" Like
I want to see your receipts.
Yeah, word. We saw your resume on where? On Indeed. Oh, okay, Indeed. Okay, and. We seem like you be great fit for this job. I was like, yeah, what job? It is in New Jersey. Uh-huh. Where? It is in Summit, New Jersey. I said, I know Summit. Okay. Where exactly in Summit? Give me the address.
It's in a white building. You're going to have to walk in and sit and listen to this interview for 2 hours?
Yep.
And then you're going to have to pay us money to sell this thing.
Yep. That's exactly how it is.
Yep.
It's in the trunk along with Bantu.
Oh my god!
Wow. You know what's messed up though? Like even some of the like I get calls like, "Hi, we see your interview. You look like you know this and that." I'm like, "Uh huh," and in my mind, I'm like, "It's commission. It's commission. It's commission. It's commission." Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah. And
how many times have you got duped by commission?
Huh?
How many times have you got duped by a commission job like that?
Dum, dum, dum.
A lot.
He's been through so many commission jobs. He's the commissioner.
He's the commissioner.
Like, for real, like, and it's like, it was a good job. Like, there's one job I was just like, it was a good job for New York, this and that. I'm like, okay, uh-huh. I was like, and then I went there, right? And I was like, I was on the street. I got into the building, and I'm like, and you know when it's a commission job? That's how you can tell it's a commission job. One, if they don't tell you that it's straight up, like if you're gonna get paid, you know, what's the pay rate? They don't tell you the pay rate.
Of course not.
Two, gotcha. if you do go to the interview, right? You can tell it's commission just by how many people are sitting around. Right?
Well, if you put a whiteboard behind them, yeah.
Yep.
They got fake magazines.
Hold on. And you can tell they're in a rented out studio space.
Right? Yep. Three is when you go into an office, right? You see like the receptionist right there, and then you see shit in the background, like the like these little frames of like news clips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not news clips, magazines. News
magazine covers.
Magazines, you know, High Time, business stuff like that, you know, like all that shit, you're looking at it. And then the other thing is like how you figure that one out is when you
red flag
when you see everybody in the interview, right? Some of them dressed up, some of them not, and everybody looking at each other like, wait a minute, you in? Like this one girl was just like, so we're gonna go out on the field today, and she was like, we're going on the field today. And we're like, yeah. And she was like, not for me. Bye. I'm done. I was like,
you never go on the field.
Nope.
So, and if you do, you take your car. Because the second you don't like something, you get the fuck out.
Yep. Like when they say you're going to go on the field, that means you're going to be hot, cold. Nah.
No. I'm good, man. No worries.
Oh, I just found this out, guys. I was looking on Instagram just a minute ago. Apparently, Comic-Con San Diego
canceled.
No. In 2025, is gonna set sail on a cruise.
Yep.
For five days.
Yeah, they're gonna have a cruise ship now.
From Tampa to Cozumel.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't.
I don't know either.
I don't know like, about that, bro.
What are you gonna do on a Comic-Con cruise ship.
You gotta have a big ass
ship. Basically, you're gonna get robbed because they're like, if you want to leave the ship, you better pay for all this bullshit before you leave.
Like,
they better have. I don't know, like, what are you gonna do in there? Like, if you like, here's the thing: if you're in a Comic-Con, if there's a Comic-Con boat, right, and artists come on there and movie stars and whatnot, I think it's like half of the motherfuckers want to be with their family on that shit. Half of the motherfuckers don't even want to be there. So, right. What are they gonna do? Like,
dude, like I've been on the Disney Cruise Line and that was fun. I can't picture Comic-Con.
I don't know how that's going to
work. On a cruise ship, because like, what? How do you do that?
That means the actors, all the celebrities are stuck on a boat with you for 5 days. Hold on.
Here's another piece to the question. How much is this bitch gonna?
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Now, you know what I mean?
For real.
Like, Comic-Con like, right, you went to college? Like $80 a ticket, $100 a ticket.
Yeah, San Diego Comic-Con is at least like $85 to like $95 for four days, or $125 for like 4 days.
Not New York. New York just raised their prices. Their prices are. No, New York prices are $250 for the whole weekend.
But remember, Repop and Comic-Con International are two different entities.
Yes, I know. Yeah. That's why San Diego's still...
Repop is shit when it comes to fucking
this a fucking peer completely.
How'd you get this man started on that? Because he's just gonna go and fly off all the.
But I just saw that and I was like, a ship?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. I don't.
I wonder what their Hall H is going to look like.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Jack Sparrow isn't going to be entertaining anybody.
When you go in, like, you get a main hall. Like, what are you going to hang on the main hall? What, a freaking double C's on top? And there you go.
Like, where would be Hall? What would be a Hall H? There would be no Hall H.
Well, here's the thing. These cruise ships, like, for instance, like, was it the Royal, the Caribbean, the Disney one?
Royal Caribbean.
They hold what? How many people you would say?
So right now,
this is not including staff.
So next year, Icon of the Seas sets sail. Mm-hmm. This behemoth, okay, holds tier 6 water park on the top of their cruise ship.
What?
This is like 14 pools, like, what was it, like 6 whirlpools, 20 bars or 22 bars. And that's like not including like 23 restaurants. That's not including what you can do on the ship because they have bumper cars. You could do escape rooms. You could do like wine tasting, beer tasting. Yo, you could do everything.
So roughly we're looking at what, 2,000 people?
Possibly people. So put like, I don't know, maybe 80,000 people.
Okay, 80,000 people on a ship like that.
Yeah. Maybe even more. I don't know. I have to look into all the specs of Icon on the Sea.
But okay, so let's just put a number out there. So we're expecting maybe like 100,000
right now. Okay. Hold on, I'm looking it up.
All right. So basically thinking of how many people go to Comic-Con anyway. Yes, exactly. Thinking how many people go to Comic-Con anyway, it's about what?
Oh, I'm sorry. So it's low. It's Icon of the Seas will hold 7,600 people. I thought it was thousands. My bad.
Okay. So basically 7,600. Okay. So let's just say they found a ship to hold like 10,000 people.
Nah. I don't think
it's possible.
I don't see that just because Royal Caribbean is the Icon of the Seas and Utopia of the Seas is the biggest cruise ship in the world right now.
Okay, so basically like 8,000 people or 7,600 people.
I could see them post something like 55. Or yeah, 5,000.
Exactly.
That's like a normal number.
In the words of Jamie Foxx, I don't need
Because honestly, and this is what's going to happen too when they do this. The tickets are going to be limited.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
To a certain, of course. And whoever don't get into that bracket of like 5,000 people or so, they ain't gone.
Their vision is limited.
And you also got to consider, so 5,000 people, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to consider how many rooms you need. Yeah. Where do you want to stay? Because every upgrade is more expensive than
that's true.
One before. So you have a stateroom and you have another room, and then you have a balcony room, which is crazy expensive as is. Mm-hmm. And then you have a suite, which is one of the most expensive like rooms.
Yeah.
So think about it. Like you have people spending, if a suite on a cruise ship is probably like $2,500, you'll have people pay that just for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, me personally, I don't think that's worth it.
It's not worth it.
You have to show me what you're putting in that ship in order for me to be like, that's a good deal.
Right.
This is the worst idea since New Coke.
not Crystal Pepsi coming back?
Hey, I'll take the Crystal Pepsi. I'll take it. That's less freaking up. less coloring in my fucking body.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
So I'm looking at here. Yeah. It says that they're going to be put on the Serenade of the Seas.
They're going to be what?
So if they do the Comic-Con, it's going to be on Serenade of the Seas from Royal Caribbean, which only holds 2,500 people.
Wow.
They're going to be on Serenity. Serenity.
Yeah.
Serenity of the Seas. Or Serenade? I don't know.
Serenade. Yeah, Serenade.
Only 2,500 people?
It says max capacity is 2,490.
Damn.
And that's not including
staff.
Or is that including the employees on the ship?
It doesn't even say. It just says capacity 2,490.
So you know what I think they're going to probably do?
And then it says the cruise will cost people at least 1,000 per person.
Of course. So what they're probably going to do, they're going to open it up to like 1,500 people. And they're probably still going to have it in San Diego. This is probably going to be some like
other. It's probably going to. It'll probably sail from Florida. No.
Yeah, they are. They're selling from sailing from Tampa.
Tampa. Yeah, so you're going to. No, the ship's going to be round trip. It's going to sail from Florida to Cozumel.
Cozumel.
And then. That's not even including if they're doing any of the Royal Caribbean islands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that being a good idea because you got famous people that got to go in that ship.
Yep.
And how much, if even, they're going to pay for them to be on the ship or the people are going to have to pay to be on the ship.
It depends on how long the strike is going to be. That might be the only money they're seeing, so they might just jump at the hood. Be like, I want to be away from my family for 7 days.
Well, you go on a cruise. Bro, you wouldn't take that opportunity? Set sail for free?
Don't worry, it'll cost them something.
I mean, worst that'll happen is you got to look out for like a pirate ship led by Jack Sparrow.
That'd be pretty cool though.
Yeah, right. He's like launched it at the AI.
Speaking of Captain Jack, bro, is he coming back?
That's what I hear.
I'm hearing too.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp coming back as Captain Jack.
I think for one last time.
I don't believe he does.
Yeah.
Yo, he said 300. He want to come back for $300 million. So Disney's like, all right, bro. What about 350? You would do it for 350?
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't see why not. I mean, hey, what's he got to lose? He already won the settlement.
True.
That's right. And he put her on notice because now she retired. I said, good. She wasn't that good of an actress anyway.
Bye, Sea Hag. Love you.
Bro, it's because my dog stepped on a bee.
All right. Time is dwindling down.
Yes.
And we're getting towards the end of the show.
One last question. So let's do a round. One last question for our guest. And also, let's see if our guest has any questions for us.
Okay.
Sounds good. All
right. Who's going first? Am I going first? Or
you're going first, I guess.
You going first?
I'm going first?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Couldn't resist.
All right, so I think my one question would probably be, how long have you guys been doing this? And the other part to it is that, do you guys enjoy, genuinely enjoy, talking about all this nerdy stuff with everybody on chat?
Thank you and good night.
So as of November this year, it'll be 7 years.
Yes, it will.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that's how long I've been in Amazon. I'd rather be on the show. Oh, shit.
And since we're all pretty much close, yes, we're like siblings. Sometimes we love and hate each other at the same time. Sometimes we don't want to be bothered with each other. But when we actually get on here, it actually does become fun. Because we, of course, we poke fun at each other, you know, especially Sir Wednesday going at Roundhouse a lot.
Oh my god!
It's because I love you.
I don't want to speak for everyone, but if you all agree in solidarity, I think we do all have fun when we're on this show. Majority of the time.
No. Except for the top question. The tough one.
I mean, all right. So
do that's I have the fun? Truth.
I have fun on here. I mean, yeah, I have fun on here. Depending on the topic. Sometimes topics are usually some of the things that we got have to stay on top of sometimes. Because sometimes it's weird. It's a weird thing. Something happens on Monday, we'll talk about it on Wednesday. Or something happened last week, we'll talk about it this week. It's always the following week. So there's scheduling is, you know, one thing that we got to get better at. But when we do get on it, we're on it.
It seems like you guys got it down packed.
It doesn't feel like a job, you know? Like, you're like, ah, bro, it's Wednesday. I got to get up myself ready for this shit. Like, I don't feel that way. I'm like, I'm ready. I'm waiting.
Well, that's exactly how I feel it. Too.
Shit.
Anybody else?
I think like debates make the heart grow fonder because naturally we're always gonna like you know find a subject that you know we may agree or disagree about. But you know we round out the pros and cons and you know we see if we have a conclusion. Or if we just can't stand each other until the next episode. In which case, like, you know, it'll, you know, we'll temporarily squash beef until the next episode. or subject title, whichever comes first.
Jeez. But,
yeah, otherwise I like it here. It's enjoyable.
It's enjoyable.
Shit. Absolutely. It's all family here, though. It's all family, you know, shit.
Yeah, I've known Al for a very long time. We worked at Walmart together, too. So
I'll survive that shit?
I mean, we could end it with a story from Walmart.
Did
you have something to say, Sir Wednesday? Yeah. It looked like you did.
Yeah.
Didn't they have your mouth open?
Yeah, you too. yeah, I'm just glad that Echo Ninja, a.k.a. Craig, alluded to it. And I'm like, coming this November, it will be 7 years. I'm just glad that 7 years ago, after years of us talking, having great talks, that we like, damn, wish we could record that. And at that time, that I was like, you know what? I got the equipment. I walked in, went to my car, came in with the bag, and I said, let's start doing this because we've been talking for quite some time, and it's about time we put it on the internet. And it's been 7 years of good topics, great experiences, frustrating moments.
Yes.
good times, bad times, but you know.
I feel like that's what's gonna happen. You always have good times and you always have the bad times.
And we live and we learn.
Exactly.
Oh, always.
But
always.
When you have those good moments, it's great. Like, keeping it real, like, a lot of the times when we are talking, it's like we have a topic. It's great. But every episode, I pinpoint who I'm going to make fucking laugh. And I make sure I have a point system. And I just repeatedly make that person laugh. And then I'm like, my job is secure. I love this. Cowabunga. I love being a turtle. And, you know, the rest is history.
That's awesome.
Okay. One last question for Cheesecake Nerd. You gotta go to sleep and make some cheesecake.
I mean, I think we all asked the questions that we wanted to ask from the beginning. Okay. That was a really good question that he asked. So
that was very good.
All right, I'll do this. Your fondest memory of me at Walmart.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know, man, because you are a rough ass at Walmart. Sometimes I couldn't fucking stand you.
Oh, yeah. But,
ain't that the truth?
Bro, and it was just, it would be like we would come from break and I would be alone. I'd be like, yo, where the fuck's Al at? Walk into the back. He ain't in the fucking back. I walk into the bathroom, not in the bathroom. I walk back. Oh, I'm here. Yo, where'd you go? Yo, I was walking around the store. Because fuck it, why not? I'm still on break, like 45 minutes later, going, what the fuck? He did not give a fuck. It would be either that or it'd be like, yo, let's go outside. And we go outside and be like, yo, I got to go back in. All right, cool. I'll be back in like 10 minutes. Bro, like an hour passes, he pops up like, hey, what's up? I've been here the whole time.
Oh, shit.
But I gotta say, bro, my last couple days at Walmart was like that too, because I didn't give a fuck.
Well, Walmart just made you like Walmart makes you into a different human being altogether.
You know what? Hold on. Sure. I'm gonna end it with this story. Black Friday. Okay. Oh, I know you remember Black Friday.
Oh shit. Oh no, bro.
Black Friday. All right, we work. Night shift. I get out. Dude, a lady steps. I'm walking in front of her, and she steps me and goes, yo, watch where you're going. And I'm turning. I was like, what are you talking? I was like, bro, you hit me. She goes, at least I don't work at Walmart. Bro, I looked at this bitch, and I go, bro, at least I'm not on food stamps. Yo, man, I'm
my man food stamped that ass. He said, fuck you.
Yo, yelling back and forth at each other. I walk out, bro, the next day, the store manager goes, what the fuck did you tell that lady? Yo, I told her to not be, at least I'm not on food stamps. He starts laughing. He goes, bro, you can't say that shit. I was like, listen, you guys told me that I could be a little bit assertive. I just couldn't be a bastard.
That's what they tell you. That's what I did. You could be a dick, sort of a dick on Black Friday.
Sort of. Ain't tell you how bad of a dick.
Sort of a dick.
Yeah. Just embrace your inner Randall from Clerks.
I inherited the raging demon at that point.
There you go.
We both we inherited so much of that shit. I mean, sir, as a nickname, you can talk about Black Friday at Best Buy.
What happened? There's a nickname going around?
I've endured Walmart Black Fridays, Best Buy Black Fridays.
Which one?
So I get it. I know how it is. Oceans are not fun.
I think the worst part was I was working one night. And I used to do cell phones. I used to connect cell phones. And a guy goes, yo, can you help me? Sure, no problem, bro. I grab his phone. I open his phone. First thing I see is a dick pic. And I'm like, okay. No problem. Bro, this guy had to be like 60 years old. I'm looking at it. He's looking at it, being all nonchalant. Okay, it's a normal Tuesday for you, huh? Normal Tuesday. I don't know.
Man. All right, Sir Wednesday, take us out. Well, before that, thank you, Eric, for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you. gonna eat your cheesecake live, though. We're gonna have that shit. We're gonna have you back.
So, you guys let me know.
Cheesecake bingo!
You guys let me know if you guys want it for the summer.
You gotta bring the wifey, Craig.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. And Sir Windsor, you gotta bring baby girl.
Yes. It shall be done.
Listen, go onto my page, message me. I'll send you guys a menu. And then from there, just let me know. No Maybe you guys each one. You guys eat them on live and let me know.
All right. Thank you.
I don't think they're going to survive towards the live, but we'll find out.
I mean, he got a point, but we're going to try.
Indeed.
There is no trying, bro. Just try. Eat them as you go. That's
just automatically have the camera already recording while we're putting it up. And we'll edit everything as we go after. Yeah.
All right. Sir Wednesday, take us out.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of True Story, Bro. If you love the content we provide you, and we know you do, feel free to like, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Make sure to you catch us up on the interwebs by going to our IG at official True Story Bro.
Wow, you suck.
Go to official True Story Bro. You're glad I remembered it. And you can also check us out on our Twitters at official_TSBP. Feel free to also check us up on our what's that other thing we got?
You gotta be ready for that.
Twitch, which is
twitch.tv, true story, official True Story Bro. Thank you. Kick it up a little faster next time. And when our boy is on interwebs. Yeah. Oh yeah. Our boy is ever on. Getting back on his online shenanigans, whenever that might be, make sure you go to twitch.tv here at Roundhouse 84 for nothing but the hits.
I've been wanting to see him mollywop some people.
Mollywop, to bop or get mopped? That is the question. Well, it is nobler in the mind to get your ass whipped online. Find out at Here Roundhouse 84.
Hold on.
I'm mad you made that right.
We're talking about that comment. Yo, Roundhouse, I'll whoop that ass in Street Fighter 6, bro.
Oh!
Can't wait to see it.
Fight Night Friday!
He said, G.I. Jane, can't wait to see it.
I had to, bro. I had to. It's all love.
Good. That's right. Oh, challenger. First person shooter, fighting game, whatever. We love to see it.
Also, before Sermon, I'll let you continue. But also, too, don't forget to follow our good gentleman here, Mr. Cheesecake Nerd, at his Instagram, which is...
You can follow me on Instagram at @thecheesecakenerd_LLC. On Instagram, and you can follow me on Facebook at the Cheesecake Nerd LLC. My logo will be a piece of cake with some glasses and red writing. And you gotta try them all because that's our motto.
It's so like sweet. Pokemon.
Exactly. Gotta try them all, Cheesecake Nerd.
Okay, sir. Continue.
So,
pick up the next one, Al. Come on. Jesus. Hey. You gotta be quick, man. You gotta have it up here.
He's saying, I thought he was gonna say something.
Don't let him go like,
Yeah, I was about to say, the next one. Feel free to go to Saturday Nightmares with our boy Echo Ninja, Crimson Adams, and the man has no nickname for all your horror movie needs. If you like horror movie, they're the ones to navigate through this world of horrifying, horrible, and sometimes horrendous horror films. Feel free to check them out at Saturday Night Nightmare, at Saturday Night Nightmare. No S's on IG.
I be putting S's. I be putting S's and I be forgetting.
I look at the video all the time. I'm like, it's not with an S. It's not with an S.
It's like Gary Owen. No S.
don't forget to also our YouTube as well.
That's right. Which is youtube.com/@ Saturday Night Nightmare. No S except for the first one. And if you're thirsty, whether you're here at a con, make sure you go to www.drinkwildbills.com. Use the promo code TrueStoryBro for 10. Count them, 10% off.
You got to fix the link. It's not Will Bills. Where is it, Will Bills?
Will Bills? Wild
Bills. Drink Wild Will Bills. Bills. Wild Bills. Wild Bills.
Who shit says Will Bills? Oh, my God. I'm laughing. Thank you so much.
I don't know who wrote that shit. That shit, there we go.
That shit's the funniest shit I've seen in a minute. Will Bills. So, yeah, go to www.drinkwildbills.com. Use our promo code for 10% off. Remember, no bull, just bills. Enjoy. For all your con and drinking needs, whether you're home. And of course, we got merch, more delightful designs coming through. But feel free to get our faces and our slogans at our merch store at true-story-bro.carrot-spring.com. See, he got it. He knows exactly what it is. We'll one day get a shorter domain name, but until then, you're going to have to deal with that. And shout out to our boys. At Needless to Say Podcast, our boy Brad, boy Dave, like other Craig 4%. Other guy, and Matt, don't forget about those guys, they're great, we love them. They're our doppelgangers from Rhode Island, just a little lighter on the melanin.
They're our white doppelgangers.
Exactly. Feel free to go check them out at Needless to Say Podcast.com.
Actually, note on that, they are celebrating, they're celebrating an anniversary. They've been together for, I believe, like just as long as we have. So, yeah, definitely go check them out. Go to the podcast and go support.
Yeah.
Boom. Congratulations, fellas.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Listen, you guys want an anniversary cake?
You
know?
Hey, there we go, Brad.
Needless to say, he baked it.
And I'll write it too. Don't worry.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. I have no choice. The jobs aren't real.
Needless to say, is celebrating their 300th episode.
Okay. So, word.
Definitely tune into that episode. They don't do anything live. They record and it's audio. But tune into their Spotify, which is, you can go right here to their site, needlesstosaypodcast.com. Tune into that. And they're going to be saying some stuff about us. And they're going to be just talking, man. But please tune into them on our 300th episode. It's a monumental episode. It's monumental 300th episode.
Just for Sparta.
Yeah. And don't forget to follow us on Bros at Ringside for all your wrestling information and arguments and debates, you know, because, you know, Brock Lesnar had 5-star matches.
I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get into that.
That'll be another hour as you change.
That's going to be just another debate, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, boy, here we are.
My boy May has no nickname, is wrestling with his thoughts right now.
It begins.
I was busy looking at the cheesecakes until your bitch ass said that.
Oh, thank you for following Saturday Night Nightmare.
Nice. I got you.
I followed you as well. You got a rice pudding also. Cheesecake?
Yes, what? He said that. Yeah. Yes.
I got that rice pudding cheesecake, bro. I went full. Bro, I followed my Hispanic roots to the T on that one. So.
To the T.
We're going
to
need a coquito one. That's what we're going to need.
Ooh. I need someone to make me coquito and I can make one.
Man, what's
you
up?
Know someone. Oh, you want to collab on a cheesecake? Let's go.
The no nickname Coquito Cheesecake.
You know what? It has a bell to it.
It's going to be a Coquito Cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Ryan, I've been asked for that too, so that's it. You know how to make it.
I know who. Keeping it cheesecake.
You know to
it. Yeah, we should do that. We should do that. We should do each one for every one of us on the show.
a limited edition cheesecake for all of us.
And I got food coloring too, so let me know.
Yeah, nice. So we do the ideas and then we test them live.
That's it. Yeah.
Hey, that there we go. Fun. We just got to think of flavors for each of us.
That's easy. I'll come up with them. I'll let you know.
Right, you're going to give me a flavor and be like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it.
And I said, good. Put a smile on it. Paint it this color. that way, people
I'm going to make the yellow smiley face one with the black eyes just for you.
No exactly.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all have a good night. And bye, y'all. Bye.
Peace out.
Peace to the Middle East with a bottle of chicken grease.
What the?
Why would you have a bottle of chicken? Get off my screen. Get off the screen.